Well, good morning. How are you this morning? Welcome to Coffee Chat today. Real important topic, especially for if you're like me, if you are an introvert. Excuse me. We're talking about how to succeed as an introverted marketer. Introvert. Can you relate? Are you an introvert too? Do you know if you're an introvert or not? Okay, so do you know how to tell? A real quick way to tell is this. If you've been to a party, a networking event, anything where you're around a lot of people, right? Does that, at the end of the event, are you pumped up, energized, ready to do the next one? Or are you exhausted because interacting with that many people is just exhausting? If you are energized and pumped up, you're an extrovert because you feed off that, all the people gives you energy and you feed off of it. If you're exhausted, introvert, like me, I am an introvert. So we introverts have a special challenge, right? Especially as marketers, because as marketers, we put ourselves out there, right? And that's not the normal comfort level for introverts. So how do we succeed? Because let me tell you, there are a lot of very successful introverted marketers out there. So what we have to do is we have to have a strategy for it. One, we have to be self-aware and know that this is a challenge so we can develop a good strategy to get past it. And then we have to just do it, right? So first of all, gosh, where are my manners? I'm Michelle Peterson. I am a direct response copywriter. I am an online marketing consultant and a coach. I am the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency. And I help entrepreneurs like you succeed at marketing, get results from their marketing, grow their businesses, and make more money, right? Because that is what we're in business for, right? To make money, to give a good life to our families. Whatever your why is for, you know, why do you need the money? You know, we all need the money for something. Whether that is for, you know, just day-to-day living expenses, if we want to, you know, have a certain lifestyle, whatever that may be for you, that's what I help you achieve. And by working with me, you achieve it faster, easier. I help you succeed. So, all that being said, introverts, right? An introverted marketer finds it harder to network with people. They find it harder to commit to networking and to marketing in such a way that it puts themselves out there. An introverted marketer finds it harder to, we all know that video, right, is such a powerful marketing tool right now. An introverted marketer may be a little more hesitant to put themselves out there and get on video. So here's a couple of things that I'd like to share with you that have worked for me. About being an introverted marketer. So, by the way, this is a timely topic for me because last night I hosted a party for a friend of mine who is a Pampered Chef consultant. So I hosted a wine and chocolate Pampered Chef party, and you know, so the goals were twofold. One was to, you know, just get everybody together and have a good time. And one was to introduce my friend to this, you know, circle of of people that she doesn't know already. So the party started at, 6:30. My friend was there like at 6 or so. And we had, it wasn't huge. We had about a dozen people. And, so the party started at 6:30 and people were there and mingling. And, it was fun. I think even as introverts, we have fun in the moment. But by the time, everybody placed their orders and we made the chocolate desserts and we mingled and we did all the things that, were involved. Everybody placed their orders. By the time I helped her pack up and she was on her way, it was, 10:30. So, 4 hours, that doesn't sound like a lot to you extroverts, but to us introverts, those 4 hours are like, oh my gosh, right? So this morning I am dragging a little. I am sorry. But because, as an introvert, something like that is exhausting to me, right? But I do it anyway because I do recognize the value in putting myself out there, in opening my home, in this case, to doing that. So one of the things as introverts we need to do is one, acknowledge that we're an introvert, acknowledge that it's going to be okay for us to feel that way afterwards. I used to feel real guilty. I used to feel real guilty about, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that because I know I'm going to feel exhausted and I know I'm not good at chit chat. I'm not good at some of the things that a party entails, right? But so you have to, knowing that, it's like you give yourself permission to feel that way, which then makes it easier to go past it, right? So give yourself permission that being an introvert is okay. And yes, you have special challenges that you need to, work through. And it's okay to be able to work through them too, right? By special challenges, I am not meaning that you are, need to be on the special bus, So acknowledge that you're an introvert. Make it okay in your head. Put your mindset to that it is okay. Give yourself permission. If you're like me and you have difficulties with the chit chat and the small talk, have yourself a couple of go-to topics for conversation. Like for me, it is my son. As moms, right, it's so easy to talk about what your kids are doing. So have a go-to topic of conversation. My dogs are another one. When it's baseball season, it's the Giants. San Francisco Giants. So have yourself topics of conversation so that you feel more comfortable, right? So you don't have to think, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? Now I'm nervous. And just have yourself some go-to topics. Have a few, go-to stories that you can share, that kind of stuff. Don't schedule yourself too thin, So if you know that you're going to be exhausted the day after a party, don't schedule yourself to go to another one the very next day, right? Take care of yourself in that way. Don't schedule a networking event at lunch and then an after hours networking event on the same day. It's going to be too much for you. So be smart and spread it out. Pace yourself, right? If you are an introvert, pace yourself with the social interactions, the social obligations. Don't do back to back to back parties. Extroverts, they can do that. They thrive on that and they're awesome. Us introverts, we need that space to recover, and to take care of ourselves. So make sure you do that. And as an introvert, embrace the strengths that we introverts have, right? We tend to be very good listeners. And that's a good thing as a marketer, right? Listen to your audience. Listen to, your peeps, your tribe. Listen to them. As a marketer, you're going to be able to serve them better if you listen to them. As just a person, you're going to for one, it's going to be natural to you. You're going to be able to listen to them. But then it makes it, how do I say this? People like the attention, right? They like to know that they are heard. So as an introvert, that's our special gift, right? To be able to listen and give that other person the sense of being heard. So embrace that, okay? We introverts also are often very empathetic. So embrace that strength too, you know? Work to your strengths and overcome your weaknesses, you know, your challenges. I don't like to say they're weaknesses exactly, but they are challenges, right? We have to just acknowledge that. It's who we are, and it's okay. It is okay to be an introvert. And even if you are, you know, like people with me, I'm very confident. I can put myself out there on a video. I can stand in front of the room. I can, you know, I was a cheerleader. You know, people, when they find out that I'm an introvert, they're like shocked, right? And that's just because I have learned how to work with my introvertedness. And you can too. You can too. So if this has helped, if you have found this valuable, please do share it with other people. I would really love to see all of us introverts succeed. And so do share it. If you have comments, even if you're on the replay, leave me a comment. I do check back and respond to all your comments. If you have just a thought, put it out there. I'd love to hear it. And if there is something that I can help you with as an introverted marketer, I would love to. I am a coach, and I do coach my clients to get them, I push them out of their comfort zone. You know, a lot of times we need that push. We need that somebody extra, somebody outside of ourselves to just, you know, nudge us along the path that we want to go on anyway, right? But we need that extra push. So I give that to my clients. If I can give that to you too, I would love to. I'd be honored to help you. So do reach out. You can leave me a message through the Facebook page. You can go to my website, www.exactlywrite.com. You can reach out to me that way. If you need help, please do. Reach out. I would love to help you. Guys, that's it for today. Thank you for being with me. I love you. But I gotta go. So see you next time on Coffee Chat. We do it every weekday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific. See you next time. Bye for now.